There's a gorgeous piece of kibbeh over here. In the mechloek is over here. So we see that that the mechloek is in Rehuda Rav Shimon whether muktzamach was miyus, and there's a second mechloek is between Rehuda Rav Shimon. What do you say migudus katzoi ben hashmash is eating sada kula yom. So. It would be tempting to be ma'azir two machloikasim as one, as opposed to have two separate disparate machloikasim, which are seem to be totally different issues, right? Especially if you learn the yisoid, or that the minhag tzoi is based on a pasuk. It's more than asmach. That prima godim in his psicha is between what he calls an asmach to gemur and asmach to ba'alma. That he says that even though you say suffer the rabban l'kula, but by asmach you don't say suffer the rabban l'kula. It's only by asmach to gemur. But asmach to ba'alma, that's it's the rabban with they found some pasuk to hang their head on. That doesn't change anything. Asmach to gemur means the pshat is that Chazal saw a message here in the pasuk. The Torah didn't say it. The Torah wasn't mechayiv. It. Chazal created it, but they're Be'etzem building himself off of a concept which is the Raisa concept. So they're arguing in the Raisa concept and the Rabbanan concept at the same time. It would be very funny to understand that. He understands that this concept of me, the drash of Echinu, which is the makor for Bahayir Mashish Echinu, Milas and Soy, is a drash. It's not a drash of Gemur. It's not the Raisa, but it's you say Safa the Rabbanan the Gabi. Achila Tashmish, you say Safa the Rabbanan Lechumra over here because it has an Asmat the Gemura. The argument two separate things would be funny. Craig has said that that's not two separate arguments, right? So that he suggests that Reb Shimon agrees that someone which is Muktamach was Mias, you're Maktadas in it. It's Mias, you're Maktadas. But Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Mias Katsoi. So the moment you come along and you want to be Mishtamish with it, what you're saying is the Mias doesn't bother anymore. So it's no longer Muktz. There's nothing stopping it from changing at any given moment. So most scenarios of Muktz, the Tashmish is not a Hafkoa on the Haksoa. But in these scenarios, Rav Shimon is telling that the fact that you want to be mishtamish with it is indicative of the fact that you're no longer being maxed. Kli, which are in the skara. As soon as you say you want to, if you say you want to use it for yourself and no longer be in the skara, so you were mafkia the haksa. Right? I want to use for that and not for this. Right? But over here. And Echonami, a person say, I want to really sell it, and I don't want to damage in any way because it should look nice for sale, but I want to use it a little bit. So we could argue, Pash is even over there. The whole you said, well, I don't want to touch it because it has to look nice and new. Now I'm saying, I don't mind touching it, I'm willing to sell it as is, so you're not maxing it anymore. So Rav Shimon's word is not because it wasn't the haksaw. Rav Shimon's word is that you, because he doesn't want to be the skatsoy, your decision can change the haksaw. Behold, me going to so it's too late. You were conveyed at the beginning of the Shabbos, this thing is Mias, so it lives Mias. You're conveyed that this is Arm of the Scar and you're not going to use it, so it remains Muksa, because it was Arm of the Scar, not. So that's the Yetzim Yehuda's argument. But Rishim and Tainas, you can make Mavkiya the Haksa. It's an Aftimina. It's Tiltil, the Tarch Makaima. He says that, over here, if my word is this, and Betzim, it's Mias, until now it was Mias, I didn't want to use it because it's Mias. And I said, you know, I don't mind using it. So that's a half call, not so. You're changing your attitude was it's such a mess. I don't want to touch it, use it. Now I'm saying I don't mind using it. So you remove the haksaw. But if you're it's clear you want to move the tzarach makamai. So if in kamal karmel the kamal itzel. So you're saying betzim is taka miyus. Like taka wouldn't use of anything. It's taka muksa. But I want to move it. Well, there's no you can't. So, so if a cliche we pass the Rav Shimon by Muksa Machnas, by Muksa Machnas Mias. Comes along the Magen Avraham. It says it's only mutter to move it though the Tzar Kufa or the Tzar Mekarma. It has at least that level of a chumra like Klisha Malat Alisa. A Klisha Malat Alisa was a Kviyas Chazal. We'll see in the more later on. But you said it was Kviyas Chazal. The more says that they there was the Kufa. That beginning of Esther and the Chaim, the beginning of Bayashani, that they were very, very not being careful with Shabbos. So Chazal came along and put a very stringent level of you can't be metaltal things. And as the situation got better, they pulled back and they allowed more and they allowed more and they allowed eventually that Krishna Matal Isser is Mutsu Sar Kufa and Sar Makamai and not Makamal Tzim. Okay, that's a Kabbalist Chazal. But he looks about with me as he's saying, we hold it from Shimon. But he's saying, that much, it's not better than Kishim Lata this or that, because there is some element of you don't, your stairs are because of the meat. So you can make your so the Tzarek Mekarma I get. Because you pass, but the Tzarek Gufa, how does that, how, the Tzarek Gufa I get, how does Tzarek Mekarma work? Now, Kivager is very schwer. So Kivager says a terrorist on Tzarek Mekarma, but Kivager is very schwer. The Chazini says, Ma'arer, what's with their mayor? Right? The Gemara comes along in the mayor. The Gemara says that Remeir doesn't hold a mixamach with Mias, but he holds it. So he doesn't mind moving a Nair Yashon, but a Nair should he go to Shabbos? So that's a problem because the Migdal is Katsoy, and the Shmosh is Katsoy the Kol Yom. Reb Shimon's whole sheet of Karni Gregor is built because Reb Shimon, the Shitosa, doesn't hold a Migdal is Katsoy. Because when you say hold a Migdal is Katsoy, Reb Shimon agrees to mixamach with Mias. He just says, any moment you can change it. Right? So, but Remeir does hold a Migdal is Katsoy. So why does Remeir hold a Migdal is Katsoy? So the Chazanish, he has other kashas also. See, he says he can't, you know, as much as Goynish and tempting the Mahalach is, to make it the one Machloikas and not two Machloikas in, is not going to work when you get to a mayor. Right. So what does Kivager say by Machmas Makarmoy? So Kivager is Madaik in a Rambam at the attack of this order. He brings a Rambam Perchav Hei Loch Yud Aleph Kli HaMuksa Machmas Meusai Gein Ner Yashin Shal Neft Kli HaTzoya B'Kiyotze Behem Mutal HaTaltol and B'Shabbos Im Hutzer Klehen. So it's Kivager. Ah, it's Mamash Reivort. It's Reivort Rambam is that. We're passing that Klisha Muksa Machmas Mi is Taka Mutter to use it if you need it. Means the Sar Gufa. Right? But Rambam is being Madaik. You don't need them. In other words, you haven't decided to need them. We're talking, it's going to remain being problematic. I feel clear it's on the lot of the heter, came in the most, like Hutter Rach, the Sar Gufa. So what's talking to Pshat? Right. He builds this all off of a ram. There's a Gemara in Beya which talks about a case of a shvoid. So a shvoid also is, the Gemara says it's miyus. So you have this wooden spit that you roast the animal on, etc. As you can imagine, by the time you take the animal off and you have the spit there, it's full of all the juices and all of the whatever. So the Gemara says it's takamiyus. And there the Ran learns up this Nakuda, that's the Machloikis. The Mora says, according to Shimon, it's Mutter to move it. According to Yehuda, it's also to move it. And the Ran says, because Yehuda holds his meat and says, so that's what he suggests. Then he says, he brings the Magen Avraham. The Mukzam is a Mutter to the Dach of the Sarkuva Makar, but that Yeshli Lodin. Because that Ran over there, it's told him because the Yehuda and Rishimin, and yeah, okay. Okay, the term Makarma also calls Man Shalikov. It's the Ishtamis boy, the Dain Haksosu Lof. So he says a chiddush like this: that the tzarich makarma is kol she efshali shtamish boy lekozi lemidi also the tzarich makarma lekol she yeshlam etzias hetali shtamish boy mutar the tzarich makarma. That's the balamora that I told you, that even the hetar tzarich makarma is only in conjunction with the fact that there's potentially a tzarich gufay. It's something where there's no tzarich gufay, there's no hetar tzarich makarma either. Therefore, Avshal silik haksasa, kim in the biyada the salik haksasa, the shamish by mutar the tzarich makarma. And that he brings that the diak on the run. Now, that's his vort. I'm reading it in words. I love it. I would love to masvit to you, but I can't. What is this vort? His whole vort is he's bringing this vort of the run that the case of the shroid betzim is miyus, and the card of Yehuda remains miyus. It remains books of the whole Shabbos because miyus. So the fact that later on you decide to use it with the miyususa, it doesn't help you. In Kardim Shimon, at that moment it becomes ois muksa. So he's saying that yusoid and muksa, which there's a potential to remove the muksa, is not really muksa. So then, what? So so we have to be mouse with that. Let's fear the word that he's saying. He's saying that you can't really call it a muksa, because a muksa which you can remove the muksa is not really muksa. Similarly, you can move the tzarich makarma. So then, what you're really saying is, according to Shimon, he doesn't hold muksa machav miyus. The Rambam is good. That'll be a machlokes. The Rambam is saying not like that. This is going to be a machlokes. He'll be learning between this. The way the Ran is learning, he's with this in the Ran like that in the Rambam. Okay. He says enough commuter lemais like this. Even according to Yehuda, the case where it came miyus on Shabbos, so we hold a muktzah chatzi Shabbos. So Yehuda holds muktzah miyus, and it became miyus on Shabbos. So according to Yehuda, it's muktzah, so you can't move it. But once you want to move it, the tzar gufa, according to Yehuda, be mutter, because now you can, even according to Yehuda, you can take off that haksor. The only thing that you can't remove the haksor is if the beginning of Shabbos it was muktzah, it remains muktzah the rest of Shabbos, even though the haksor is no longer there. The kli broke on Shabbos, so now you don't care. You're happy to use it for something else. You're not makbid anymore. The usage for the very very protective usage, you don't care anymore because it's not perfect anymore. You don't mind using it for something else. It's too late. Beginning of Shabbos it was muksa, remains muksa. But the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't over here. But it wasn't miyus. So the shroid was a regular, not good piece of wood. It hadn't been used yet. Then he was thoroughly on it on Shabbos. So now it became all miyus. So it's muksa. You can't move it. But if he wants to use it for something else, he could. Even according to Yehuda, because you can be mevatel the haksor, even though it's still miyus. That's enough gemina that he says. Okay. That's one point I wanted to share with you. I think it's a. There's a lot to think about in the Mahalif, but the Mice, it's you know, in Remeir it's difficult. I don't have a Mahalif to answer in Remeir. I saw two Gesechins in this. There's a Kveger with the. Came out recently. A person has to put out with the Hair Yosef. Right. What's it? Who was the, what's his name? Whatever. What? So he put out a lot of chalakim of Kveger with his Horus and something like that, notes Horus with his shiurim, his memoriam in the back, etc. A lot of good work. Apparently he has a mahal to answer Kveger, but I didn't get my hands on the chalak on muksa. He does it by chalakim. All the Kveger is by muksa, and then he has his Horus, etc. Kavegir HaMalach is all his origins and stuff like that. Okay, so you guys have homework to look at it. It's available on the YouTube. Okay. So, in the next point, they're like this, saying we have a chokas tuner meir to tuner Yehuda and Reb Shimon muksamachvis mius muksamachvis clear which are in the scar etc. These minimal levels of haksor, they consider a haksor. According to Yehuda, they are. According to Reb Shimon, they're not. So, it's something which potentially I it wasn't Dach V'Yedayim and it wasn't Achmas Isser, you know, there was the so Shimon says, nah, it's not Muksa, it's Muksa. One Machlokes. The second Machlokes is there a concept of Migdash to serve in a Shmash, he's considered Kul Yom. Right. Which that's two. There are two independent arguments. Pashtas, right? Whenever it's this idea, Shimon is moided by Muktzah was concerned kids. Now on Shabbos it breaks. So according to Shimon, you can use it. Even though Shimon is moided by Muktzah was concerned kids, that it's Muktzah, but there's no demikus katzoy. So now on Shabbos, if it broke on Shabbos in such a way that it's no longer, you're no longer mocked, but Dafka, they use it for that very special usage. Right? So you're willing to use other things. So now, so according to Behudah, it's too late. It was Mux at the beginning of Shabbos, remains Mux the rest of Shabbos. According to Shimon, you don't say Megiddus Ketzoy, so I can now that I'm no longer Machbid, it's no longer Mux of the Saran Kiss, I can use it. So you don't say Megiddus Ketzoy. The only time you think we say Megiddus Ketzoy is like the more so, but here by the case of the Nair, which you were, it's Mux of the Zisra, and you're Dachim Yedayim, the more so later on. Or something which is Bechal not Roy for Tashmish, and you're Dachim Yedayim, etc. So, like, and that, you know, it is interesting that there's two distinct separate arguments that they're arguing about, and there could be, you know, just Shimon has a very cooling approach to two different things about Muksa, and he has a more humbling approach about two things about Muksa. But if it's the same Achoikas, it's much easier. So, Kreg is really saying it's really the same Achoikas. Okay. One. Two, so this din of new point. The ner shalika by b'shabbos or ner hadalik b'shabbos. So while it's darlik, it's muksa. According to Shimon, but it's kavs, it's mutter because he doesn't hold me. He means it's a tzoy, except because kara shoshes. According to Meir, since you're legal with Shabbos, so he holds the Migos Hatzoy, so it remains Muksa the rest of Shabbos. So what's that Haksaw? What's the problem while the Nair is Darlik that there's a Haksaw that Reb Shimon agrees to? And he just says, but it doesn't remain afterwards, and according to Meir, it remains afterwards, even though the Nair went out. So what was that Haksaw? What's the problem over there? The Mishabura points out at the beginning of Reish Ayin Tes that there's really two haksaws over here. There's haksaw mitzad the shaman, and that, you know, the Rishonim point out that since you're utterly stopping from the shaman shebaner because of kibui, so the shaman shebaner you cannot use right now because it's also to take it out because that's considered makaba, taking oil out of a lamp which is lit, thereby either shortening the time it's going to be lit. The Russian Bay, or because while you take it out, there's movement and that affects the Nair immediately, the light immediately, Tosus. That's considered a Makaba. Samela, it's also to take the Shaman out. So the Shaman is Muksa. For that period of time, you're Maksadas in the Shaman because I can't take it out. Now, the fire went out and there's still some Shaman left over. So can I use that Shaman or not? So, behold, me getting a sister. I can't. If you don't hold of it, so now I could. But it was definitely, there was a din of muksa on the Nair mitzad the shaman shabbat. What about there's no oil left? We're not discussing the oil. Right? What's the status of the Nair? What's the status of the lamp? Right? So Okay. I want to put an addendum to the first point that I said. There's a Tosis before we discuss. There's a different Tosis where it is meramis to it that maybe there's a muksa in the mitzvasoi for the purpose of lighting it for the Shabbos there, and that'll be the muksa. So that the problem is not mitzad that kibui, but there's a different problem. I set aside for the purpose of neir Shabbos that itself is haktsa the mitzvasoi. Right. So that's. Is that does that create muksa? So I want to recognize that there's another argument why that is, and I'll get to that today maybe, but we'll talk about that. Muksa mitzvasi. Okay. Close parentheses. But what about the nair? So the Rishonim come along and say over here that the nair. So you have the lamp. The lamp holds the oil. It holds the wick, and now the right, and it creates. Everything together creates the shalhevis. So Rishonim talk about a fascinating idea that it becomes a basis to the shalhevis. And the reason why the nair is muksa, even if there's no oil left, and the problem is not mitzad the oil, because the issue is not the oil, the issue is because the nair was a basis, it was a hekatimsa to create to hold the shalhevis. And the male it's muksa mitzad that. So the question is, what exactly this? I mean, there's an assumption that a shalhevis is a muksa gomer. The din of basis is that the basis takes on the status of that which is there to be mishamish. So the mashal, there's when we'll learn shenches, we'll see that there's actually a machloikis whether the din of basis bechlal by klishim not talisir. If I put a klishim not talisir on, I'm kibeya mokum for it. Bedafka, so that you know, like you see in Tosafot Beis, Boston says, "Only if your bedafka wanted there, etc." Fine, okay, bedafka wanted there, but it's klishim atalish. Does it generate in a boss's bechlal? Or even if it does, it's not more common than the klishim atalish. So klishim atalish is mutar circle with some karma. So the boss is also mutar circle with some karma. Right. So beginning shinchas brings on a shaila the status of tefillin. The tefillin are muksa on Shabbos, right? So there's one sheet that holds tefillin of chal not muksa. They have a din of kisvei kodesh that there's no din that kisvei kodesh are not muksa at all. So tefillin are muksa at all, right? One sheet that says no that they have a din like since we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos they have a din of klishim not the lister. So now the shalosh comes up as I have my tefillin in my shtender. What's the status of moving my shtender? So you know, if people ask me the shalosh, I say, listen, according to one sheet, there's not muksa to start with. So there's obviously no, according to one sheet, there is muksa to klishim not the lister, which doesn't Shabbos and bosses. And even if that comes to the third side, it's mutter start with mutter mukarma. So you need your shtender, so like smutter. So it's very right. So if like the all shtender is all exactly the same, you can somebody else's shtender just equally. So the mishmeru says by klishim the din of. Circle of karma is only if you really need it. You know, I can sit in a different chair. I can't have to move the hammer on this chair because I want to sit in the chair when there's equally available chair just as equally available. But if you don't want to use your standard because your standard, I mean, that's a valid serve. So it's not the hate. You can move it. So the law of the buses is that the buses takes on the din of the muksa which is on top of it. Right? So we're saying the nair is also betiltal because you're maksadas because it gets the same din as the shalhevis. You create for there for the shalhevis and the shalhevis is muksa. Why is shalhevis muksa? Like what's muksa about a shalhevis? So the Shulchan Yitzchak brings that the Rabbi Asher says he's not sure. He's not sure exactly why. Chazal, it's clear in the Chazal, clearly showed him that Shalhevis is Muksa. He has no idea exactly why. And that's very Negel of Maisa. I'll tell you why in a second. So Moshe comes along in the Igris, and Moshe says, because not a Kli. The Maisa, when there's a concept in halacha of someone which is not a kli, avonim, eitzim, these things which are not kalim, they have a din of muksa, so the shalhevis is not a kli. The definition of kli, the gabi this halacha, you know, usually you say, well, it has kli. Doesn't mean to hold something because obviously you don't need that. It means it has utilitarian purpose. I mean, the shalhevis has utilitarian purpose, which is why it's clear in the Gemara multiple places that coins are not considered a kehel either. It's gabi Shabbos. It's also legal gabi. Can you chalipin? Can you chalipin? You need a dafka kli. The Gemara says that coins are not a kli. Well, coins have a purpose. Right. So that phrase, which is a pretty good translation of a kli, it's not a perfect translation. So they say it's not a kli. Nafka mina, you have a electric lamp, and it's lit, you know, incandescent bulb, and it's lit. So Rav Moshe says the lamris that it has a din of aish, the gabi havar and kibri, etc. The gabi muksa, it's a kli. Well, the whole lamp is there to support the light in the bulb. Okay, great. That's the same thing as shalhevis. But no problem, because that is a kli. As opposed to shalhevis, which is just air. It's nothing. It's a nothing, which is, you know, the more in Bay has a whole list of things about there's no din me'ilan on a shalhevis. There's no din if it's on a shalhevis.
Why does it say light bulb is a kli? Well, then I don't know.
Candle is
not a kli.
First of all, there's a sheet which holds a candle as a kli also.
So what would classify it as a kli?
So
something you don't do anything with
doesn't
seem to be a kli. Maybe.
Maybe, right. So Rosh Hashanah says the same argument, and the Archa Shabbos brings that Shmuel Zichron Bracha said that the Hasbro, you know, he quotes his father, and you know, he says the Hasbro is because the idea that the item should be consumed itself, that it's a hafkor on the shame, or it's a kli is something you do something with. This is more like an oichel. It's different from a mechila. It's not an oichel, you know. So that would be enough community between a candle and an electric, and something which it's not consumed. So Moshe says that, you know, mikra din, and moving an electric lamp, it would be mutter. There's no din of even while it's lit, because. Where's the muksa? Everything is mishamish to that, but that's a kli. So kli is mutter, the tzarek mutter makarma. It might be a kli shem not the lister, because the way you turn it on, turn it off, etc., there's elements of isser involved in that, you know, possibly. Ramosha assumes that even electric. You have something electric appliance which what it does is not a malacha, and there's no ash involved in it, but since it's also turn it on and turn it off, that calls it, gives it a klishma to the isser, which klishma to the isser, so you have to move the circle with the circle.
It's not like fire, like an unplugged.
I mean, yeah, you have to be intelligent to be careful, you know, the same that doesn't
learning by it is start to get basically.
Yeah, when was the last time you learned by your lamp and you pulled out the plug? You know, I mean, even if, yeah, but we have to make, we can't make our own gzeirah. I mean, you can't be machayim halachically your own gzeirah. If you know personally you have a problem, that you pull out your plug all the time. So I don't use lamps in Shabbos. Don't move lamps in Shabbos. But so Rashi says the mushal, an electric blanket, his mutter to use it, move it, the tark of Sarma Karma. So he says you can use it on Shabbos, you can move it on Shabbos. Because it's mutter tark of Sarma Karma. He says by a lamp, he would suggest not to you know, to people, it's, you know, it's confusing, near, like, people think the reason why you're allowed to move it because it's not really aish, and, you know, okay, you know, so you shouldn't do it, etc. But, you know, it's Uvda Dachol type of argument, to which Uvda Dachol is this catch-all for everything, you know, you have no other way to answer it. You say, well, it's Uvda Dachol, you know, right, oh, okay. You know, and then you look at the, you know, the different fortune amounts of what to find something is over the chol, and that's like a very difficult sugya.
Yeah, but that's
okay, but Mikra then he says that, right, so but the Chazon Ish argues that the reason why the muks over here is because you can't, there's a problem besides, because there's a lacha of kibuy on the oil, so there's also a problem with tiltil, because when you metaltil it, you're going to move the oil either closer to the wick and then you're doing havora, or further from the wick and you're doing kibuy. So So you cannot move the Nair. In other words, besides that, you can't take the Shemen out of the Nair, which that's a problem. You tell the Shemen, you can't be metallic to the Nair. So he says the problem over here is because there's a, so even though minimal movement where it's very gentle, etc., is would theoretically be mutter, but it's, you're not going to really move it out of its place. So since you're kaveya mukim to the item because you don't want to move it out of its place, therefore it becomes muksa. Now that was, I told you that's the Chazon Ish who has this type of a muksa, which is no, it doesn't seem to be the iser. He says because that's the maisa, because the iser generates how you're going to interface with it. You can kaveya mukim for it. Once you kaveya mukim, it becomes muksa.
It's not easy with being classics, right?
No.
Has to read the Gemara.
How did you read the Gemara?
The Gemara says on the Zion, it's half an air shaman musula.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Now, so there, so it's interesting. So Nissen Karelitz argues that according to the Chazon Ish, because you cannot move the lamp very far because you might pull it out, so that's also a kaveya mokum. And mele, the lamp is going to be muksa, means on the fact you can't move it because you're kaveya mokum. But she tossed over the Chazon Ish, that becomes, gets, generates a din of a muksa based on a Gemara later on in Kufi's Gimel. I mean, it's not his own sheet, I mean, he made it out of a Gemara. So Rabbi Yashiv, so that, getting back to that Shmuz Yitzchak says, I'm not sure exactly why a shel heves is not considered a kli. And since I don't know, therefore I have to be cautious that it applies to electric appliances as well, and therefore electric appliances are considered muksa, because maybe they go into this idea of shel heves being not a kli for whatever reason that is. Okay, so which is probably at this point in time we probably feel along the same lines as Rabbi Yashiv. I have no idea exactly why this is true. Yeah.
I'm saying, but nowadays, where we do have like LED incandescent lights, or not LED lights, is that change? Like, would that change Rabbi Yashiv? I don't know. I'm saying, is he saying because it's like a, it's a flame, or it's like
no. So even electric appliances, but don't have age.
So it's because it's just there. Or he's just saying because it just doesn't know.
Right.
I think it's not because it's not logic. It's just...
No. Right. Anyway, the question we hear is, I mean, that almost everybody agrees that it's cliche, it has an cliche mat aliser. Which is a Kiddush. Yeah, it's a Kiddush. It's called Klishim Latalisr. Like we pointed out one time, we're talking about, you know, there's three types of electrical appliances. There's Eish electrical appliances, which are Eish. There's electrical appliances which do a Malacha, which the action that they're doing is us. So your mixer is doing Lisha for you. Right? And then there's things which the fan is moving air. There's no way to move air in Shabbat. You want to go like this and move air. There's no way to moving the air. Right? So the problem is, there's no lit lamp over there. So you can't turn it on. I mean, Rabbanan Pashtus, let's say most Chazon Ish, you can't turn it on, because since you can't turn it on, so it's called Kishmalat Lisser. That's not your average Kishmalat Lisser, means the Malach it's doing is Isser. Right? I'm writing with a pen. Right? I'm not doing anything wrong with the appliance. The appliance is moving air, but I can't turn it on. It also makes Kishmalat Lisser. That itself is that's the substance of the Poiskim. There is Rebaron went like this. There was assumption of the early Poskim when they were handling electricity that the issue of electricity is because electricity is Eish. So even if there's no bulb, the fact that it works with electricity is it's working with Eish. So turning it on and turning it off is there's Eish flowing. We look at the electricity as the equivalent of Eish flowing through there. It's a form of Eish. It's a form of energy. Calling Eish as a a catch-all term for this type of energy, which is ephemeral. So this is Eish. So then, you know, turning it off would be you're bringing Eish to somewhere and taking Eish away. So that would be the Reis argument. Shlomo Zalman, one of the points that he's very strong in his Sefer Ma'ariv Eish when he wrote about electricity was that understanding of electricity is incorrect, halachically and conceptually. So that's the second point. The third point I wanted to get into was with this Huxa Mitzvah concept. I don't think I'm going to start that because I don't have enough time for that. Actually, we'll talk about it next week. I just want to point out Huxa Mitzvah. The Kiddush of Huxa Mitzvah. Huxa Mitzvah is a muxa which has nothing to do with Shabbos or Yom Tov. Tosfos discusses Huxa Mitzvah by Ner Chanukah. It's relevant to Chol HaMoed Sukkos. There's no Isser Tiltol. Huxa Mitzvah by Yisoidoi is a haksoah of Tashmish. I'm taking this item and I'm setting aside for mitzvah purposes, and therefore I'm not using it for anything else. And that more learns out there is such a haksoah. That can generate halachas of Isser Tiltol. So I take my noise sukkah and I'm maximum mitzvosai that they're there to be mishamish the sukkah. So that's a huxa mitzvosai. Now it falls down on Yom Tov. I can't move it because it's Isser Tiltol because I can't do anything with it other than the mitzvah, which I can't do anymore because it's on the floor and I can't put it back up, etc. Right? So mele it becomes muxa for Tiltol. But the Iker haksah is not haksah of Tiltol, it's haksah of Tashmish. And that's relevant in Er Chanukah. It's Tuesday after Tuesday, and I want to use the shaman of Er Chanukah. No, it's Huxa Mitzvah. I can't use it. I can't be mishtamish with this shaman because it's Huxa Mitzvah. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim back in Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The more it discusses what is the yisod of this concept of not of huxa mitzvosei. It's really a sugya in Chabez and Aleph, the toys over there, the toys of Zibreya, which is really a side issue, but it becomes relevant in the sugya of Tanai. And then the question is, do you take the halachas of Tanai and apply it to muksa mach mesisar, etc.? So there's going to be a crossover between the two of a little bit. So I want to touch on a little bit. I would not tell you to get bogged down in it. It's its own sugya by itself. I remember once somebody was one time telling me he was working on the sugya. He spent weeks trying to be busy mitzvah, hutz the mitzvah, so learning out from chagiga. The more says three different sorts. Which one, you know, when you apply which one of them, you know, etc. So it's a fascinating sugya, not for today. Okay.